Hello everyone. Recently, I have measured several dozen handheld antennas and three car antennas in the amateur 2-meter and 70-centimeter ranges in an amateur way. Here is the list. 01. Redivis RHD771, 2.15 dBi. AliExpress, Redivis Official Store. Nagoya, NA771, 2.5 dBi. AliExpress. 7. Yaesu VX6R factory attached to the radio. 8. Wooksun KGUV8D factory attached to the radio. 9. Harvest RH66S 3.0 5.0 dBi AliExpress Blue Radio Store. 9. SKR as above, but it was only extended to work at 70 centimeters, partially so that the SWR is approximately as above. 10. Self-made on the pattern 771. Sam Robelum. 11. Diamond NR770, 3.0 5.5 dBi. In radio. 12. Nagoya NL770H, 3.0 5.5 dBi. Ham Radio Shop. 13. Nagoya NL77R, 3.0 5.5 dBi. Ham Radio Shop. 14. Nagoya NA666, 2.15 dBi. 15th, Nagoya NA771, 2.15 dBi. 16, Baofeng BFGA 3, 17, Baofeng UV3 Fabrična Dołączona do Radiotelefonu. 18, ICOM FEAS 270, factory attached to the ICOM E90 radio. 19, Baofeng DM5, factory attached to the radio. 20, Baofeng UV5, factory attached to the radio. 21, Nagoya NA771. 22. Kenwood KRA23M factory included with the NX200 radio. 23. Kenwood THD74 factory attached to the radio. 24. Yaesu FT5D factory attached to the radio. 25. Anytone 878 factory attached to the radio. 26. Alinco DJG7 factory attached to the radio. 27. Yaesu VX2 factory attached to the radio. 28. ICOM Marine, factory attached to the Marine radio telephone. 29. Kenwood NX320E2, KRA27, 70 centimeters, factory attached to the radio. 30. Miniature something at 70 centimeters, AliExpress. 31. Sagem 70 centimeters. 32. Yaesu Standard Horizon Cat 460, factory attached to the radio. 33. MDVM HS Dual, factory attached to the hotspot. 35. Diamond RH771. 36. Nagoya NA771. 37. Nagoya NA701. 38. Without description, base similar to Wooksun. While the originality of the antennas included in the factory with the equipment does not raise any doubts, it can be different with each other. If I was sure that a given antenna is a counterfeit, it would be marked. The measurement was carried out in 4 rounds, in which I measured the S1P parameters, including SWR, and the signal level emitted from each of the antennas under field conditions. S1P measurements with the NanoVNA H4 analyzer. 1. Antenna placed directly on the NanoVNA H4, and measurement with the analyzer in the hand, close to the head, held like a handheld transceiver. NanoVNA calibration took place directly on its socket in the frequency ranges 120 to 170 MHz and 400 to 470 MHz. 2. Antenna on the base with counterweights and NanoVNA measurement. NanoVNA calibration was done on the base slot, eliminating the influence of the adapters used to connect the base. Ranges as above. If the antenna required an additional adapter, then this adapter was not calibrated, so the SMA barrel extends the line by 155 picoseconds, and the SMA UC1 socket is 327 picoseconds, and this UC1 adapter has 43 ohms of wave impedance. The influence of these adapters is noticeable in the 70 centimeter band, especially on the Smith chart. But it is not big, and for the purposes of this test, it can be omitted. Signal level measurements. 3. Antenna on Yaesu VX6 handheld radio and signal level measurement on base station. 4. antenna on a base with counterweights, and a base on a Yaesu VX6, and measuring the signal level on the base station. Measurements 3 and 4 were carried out at a distance of 185 meters from the base antenna, in an urban area, in a densely built-up housing estate. But in the field of optical visibility of the antennas, I walked about 15 meters with the PTT pressed at full power and the device at my head, just like I would normally use it to make communications. I tried to keep the device as vertical as possible so that the polarities of the antennas were consistent. There were no obstacles on the walking route in the immediate vicinity. In the case of walking with the counterweight base, these counterweights were placed a few centimeters above the head, so then the antenna was about 30 centimeters higher than when broadcasting without counterweights, which could have a false positive effect in favor of the counterbalance system. At the base station, the signal was picked up by a dime,